Welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Matt and Tom.
There you go. You got it
there
right.
There you go.
Time.
You got it right.
No, the first time was kind of a dig at him.
Yeah.
It
seemed like a fumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a dig. Whenever there's a dig, it's always at my expense.
That is not true. First and really long.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. I thought we were on your relationship podcast.
See?
Told you.
Oh, I had a flashback because we booked our trip for September.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Jamaica.
Chipan.
I don't have to answer that.
Jamaican Chipan.
Making her pay for it.
So, I said...
Told you.
They said, yeah, see? It's always at my expense! Scott got a fucking PSA about fighting butt cancer. Well, he wasn't here.
So anyways, you're...
But yeah, because I laughed my ass off listening to all of the innuendo for the episodes that I missed then. Like, purposefully worked in with things
this
like...
This is going to be in September?
Yeah. Okay. Bells.
Hitches.
So,
yeah.
So I think NFL will be hot and heavy, right?
We'll be able to come up with something, I'm sure, while he's out there.
While we're sailing away?
Yeah. Come sail
what?
Away.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
What?
Well, while he's eloping from the show.
Yes!
Yep. All of that. And then some. I wish it was like a YouTube video and not a podcast, because I would have liked a little innuendo counter in the bottom of the screen.
Ooh.
Of ching, ching, ooh, ching, ching.
That's a lot of work. I don't know.
There was a lot of innuendo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you what?
Exactly. I think that's when I resigned and turned you guys into third and long. And I X'd myself out of the photo from the
yeah,
Super Bowl.
From the Super Bowl.
With electrician's tape?
Yeah. It was kind of my thing.
Give me that shirt back.
Electrician's.
What is funny, though,
how many rolls of electrician's tape have you gone through so far?
Well, you spent a lot of time at Harbor Freight.
It took a lot out of Mizzou. It took a lot out. It needed a lot. So, yeah.
But it's still hanging there.
I'd say it again. I can take tape off. What do you want? You want to win a New Year's Day bowl game, or you want me to take my tape down? What do you want? Yeah, you want to beat the Suckers, or you want me to take tape down?
All right. You made your point.
You're going to beat him in submission over it, aren't you?
Oh, it was funny when I pointed out to him, like, it was the
bzzz. Yeah, the light bulb went off, and it's like, oh.
I was like, what have they done since I renounced them? Fuck.
Everything you asked him
thank
to do.
You.
Everything I asked him to do my entire life, they waited to do what I gave up on them.
Yeah.
Well, except then the basketball team didn't do shit.
Oh, that was obviously Jonte's fault, though.
Yeah, well, it was... He was placing those
bets. His back! My back!
He was placing those bets for Otani.
Otani? Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, free Jonte.
Free Jonte?
I did love
even
that,
though they...
So he
much...
got banned the same week when another one of the Porter brothers got sentenced for a crime?
It's
like
been
to prison?
It was a rough week for the Porter brothers.
What? I didn't hear this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a third brother that's the one that doesn't play for the Nuggets and the one that's not banned from the NBA. Yeah, he went to prison. Where he's going to prison.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, his brothers went in the NBA back-to-back championships. One of these is clearly the golden boy in the family. Although somebody pointed out
and
the other
50-minute.
Yeah, somebody pointed out his 3-game career, and it was like, I don't know if he played a total of 3 games.
50 minutes of floor time in Mizzou.
Yeah.
Literally.
And he got a bobblehead.
Oh, Michael Porter?
Yeah. And that's how bad Mizzou's basketball is. He got a bobblehead.
All right, we're supposed to be talking about the Royals.
Which is funny because...
But the Jonte stuff's funny.
Well, the Jonte is funny because he literally won...
Oh, good God. Coben Porter is going to prison for killing a woman while driving drunk.
Yikes.
Yeah, that'll send you away.
That's one...
That you will go to prison for. You will not just get suspended 4 games.
No.
That you will go to prison for.
I think it's called...
Yeah, it was a rough week for the Porter family.
Son Beach. Yeah. He deserves to be going to prison.
Well, the Nuggets are beating the Lakers on a dramatic last second shot. Yeah, the rest of the family's going to shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and causing the Lakers to bitch and moan like nobody else. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, fuck them.
So who's Jonte going to play for next year? Europa?
Overseas.
UPA?
California Penal League.
Oh, that sounds
Gamblers like Anonymous League in Vegas.
In Vegas. Does Atlantic City have a league?
It should.
There you go.
They play against Vegas.
It's a handicap league.
It is.
And not that kind of handicap, so calm down.
And Japan, they've got now got a charter for one there also.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. He'll see Otani next door.
Yeah. Proof that there is some part to the addiction. It's like you won $2 million playing basketball, and you flushed your career over like $20,000 in gambling.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't say no.
Well, not only that, Scott brought up a point to me about, I mean, I only know him about where he's played since NBA, yeah. But not before, but that he was playing over in France or something, and then he got into the NBA.
He got a chance to
come
make
back.
It. Yeah.
And then he was having a pretty good career or year with Toronto.
And we all... He was probably going to have a long career as a 6th, 7th guy. He was never going to be
bench
the dude.
Guy, yeah.
But you can make a lot of money in the NBA riding the pine.
Yes, you can.
J.J. Redick made a lot of money.
Made a lot of money, yeah.
Yes, he did. Shit, yeah.
Disproportionate to the amount of minutes played and points scored.
Yes.
So.
You live a pretty comfy lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
But when people are betting unders on you for $80,000, raises a lot.
Hey, red flag. Shows these guys aren't always as smart.
No.
They always get caught.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you have an interpreter to take the fall for you.
Otani's the victim.
Here. He totally is the victim. Totally.
Otani is the victim.
Let's remember who the real victim is, right?
Otani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Well, what's nice is the last episode we recorded was about the draft, and in these parts, that's really all we've been able to talk about this time of year, except the Royals are keeping it interesting.
Yeah.
And it's almost the end of April.
Remember this time last year when we were taking predictions on over-under and when the Royals were going to get their 10th win?
10th win.
Ooh,
yeah.
Remember those conversations?
Yeah. Roger was gloating.
We were talking like June.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was optimistic and was like May 10th.
And I think I said like All-Star.
Which
break.
Is still like another 3 weeks
yeah.
away.
Yeah. 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 Look, Scott keeps bringing this up. I don't want to give him credit for it, but it's like 30 games under 500 last year. So the odds of you 30 game swing.
That would be.
It would. Now the problem is Arizona did it last year.
Look, if the Royals.
Shows that it's possible.
Yeah, if they have a 20 game turnaround, they're still going to
be
it's
still
71.
Arizona. And, yeah. The Rangers also.
Yeah.
We went to those games.
Yeah.
With the Rangers.
They were awful in 20. One, awful in 21, and then they won the World Series in 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Yeah. We didn't know anyone out there.
I didn't know a single
player. I didn't know a single person out there at that game, and most of those guys played in the fucking World Series last year. But, you know, what's funny, the irony part to this was I remember Dayton Moore. He had so many Dayton Moore-isms, but he always talked about starting pitching being the currency of Major League Baseball.
Not wrong.
But he never could deliver on it.
No, he may have been able to grasp the concept, but not exactly the execution.
And it has been the starting pitching, the primary reason.
Well, and the why. Bullpen's settled in.
The last couple of weeks, they've settled down. They were garbage.
Well, the first week.
First
week and a half. But since then, they've settled into their roles. Don't let Will Smith pitch in leverage situations right now, and... Actually because they're the reason we won last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to the game on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
And that was actually an exciting game. Well, the first six innings were...
That was the night I was willing to give them credit for having some fight. And then they went out and took a dump on the field on Sunday. But Baltimore's a good team, so...
That wasn't the problem. It was just the first six innings I almost left because it was 7-0. I've had enough of this.
You've seen this game before.
Yeah. We're not coming back. And then they did. Well, somewhat.
Somewhat, yeah. And the funny part, well, funny, not funny. It was Baltimore. Baltimore's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And kind of like right now as we're talking, they're playing the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are good.
Blue Jays are good.
If they can, you know, earn a split here.
If they win today, they split the series.
They're guaranteed at worst.
At worst, a split.
And then have a chance to have a 500 homestand against the Orioles and
the Blue Jays,
which would be huge.
And I think that's kind of where I I'm guilty of this because I love baseball so much, but those are the kind of victories you kind of have to be hoping for.
Well, that's what you got to do over a 162-game season. That's what it takes. Yeah. Sometimes it's just winning series, not having long losing streaks. They cap that losing streak at 3. We had an early, four-game losing streak earlier in the season?
After not looking well at all the first two games.
Right.
Because Roger was thinking that 10-game losing streak was coming a little sooner.
We all thought it might have been coming the first 10 games.
After those first two games.
Yeah. No, it looked like a real possibility.
Did I say July?
I may have been a little concerned after the first two games.
Right.
Fuck, Roger.
But you realize
by... to pay this bet,
two of these are going to come in March. The fuck?
And you realize that by this point last year, we had already been swept twice.
Yeah.
We haven't been swept yet.
We haven't been swept yet.
I don't think this team will get... Well, I think there'll be one.
But it's not going to happen a lot.
No.
No. I think this team is built to avoid long losing streaks, as long as provided stay healthy, of course.
Yeah. Starting pitching will do that. The one thing we've been missing the last forever is that guy that will break a 4-game losing streak and mm-hmm. keep it from, you stop it at 3 or 4 and it doesn't go 8 or 10.
Right now for the Royals, it's Alec Marsh.
Well, I saw Cole Reagan's pitch and it was very early on in the game that you could tell he did not have his stuff.
Well, hell, and then I'm looking at it right now. Marsh only went 4 1/3, giving up 2 hits, 2 walks, 1K. And I hope he's not hurt. Okay, and then Scott's favorite reliever has been pretty good this year, Zerpa. Although he's given up 2 runs tonight. But you know what giving up 2 runs in an inning and 2/3 did to his ERA?
Who's that Italian guy?
2.53 is his ERA now after that. Which one?
Rosano or...
The Italian?
Yeah. Pasquino? I don't know.
Pascatino is the first baseman. Who made a hell of a play yesterday.
Oh, that was a nice stretch play yesterday.
My God, I'm still hurting just thinking about it.
No, this guy's a relief pitcher.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to look at
it. His debut was Saturday. That's what people in the crowd were saying. I thought he was pretty... He wasn't great, but you saw the potential, though, of like, okay, we probably got something here, actually. And I think he came in on Sunday. I mean, after the offense didn't show up, though.
Yeah.
And he held the Orioles, too, scoreless. So, I mean, he's been holding them some, you know.
He's been holding his own, doing doing what he's supposed to do.
Did you find him? I don't know.
No, I did not. They did not show him on the current roster.
Well, because he may have been, like, I know they had to make some.
That was Saturday he pitched?
Yeah.
Saturday, 4/13. Here we go.
I'm pretty sure it was Saturday.
Sauer? S-A-U-E-R, Schreiber, MacArthur, Anderson, Zerpa, Marsh. Those are the ones that pitched. On 9th, That's not Saturday. No, looking at the wrong Saturday.
Yeah, Anthony Venezino.
I was looking at the wrong Saturday.
That is definitely Italian.
Yes. Oh, that's right. It was on Spark It Up Day.
Yeah. He's only given up... Well, his ERA is 4.5, but he's only pitched 2 innings. So he's only given up 1 run so far. So. But... Yeah. I don't know. I thought he was pretty good.
I think the main thing I've been happy about was the last couple of years, the front office was making shitty, boneheaded decisions, and the team was garbage. Yeah,
there you go.
And it was real easy to blame the front office for why the team was so bad. The team, the ownership management made a lot of moves in the regular season. So it's on the players if this is, they're not playing well, but the players are playing well. So you got a little symmetry there.
For the most part, it'd be nice to get more consistent batting. We still got contributors that are batting in the 100s. Our starting right fielder and starting second baseman are 192 and 152 respectively.
What's Garcia at?
He's up to 206.
Woo!
He lights the word on fire.
Well, since he hit that home run the other night, he actually has, because he went 2 for something last night, and he's 2 for 4 tonight so far. So
his
yeah.
defense, though, is a liability.
He needs to be hitting better, as bad as his defense is.
He needs to be batting.
He makes Moustakas look like a Gold Glover.
Yeah. We've texted about this, that
Hall
though
of
that
Famer.
I was all in favor of trading Salvi to make it clear of the movement of moving on. Wow, he's playing like it's 2014, 2015.
I wouldn't mind getting if we had a better full time catcher and he can just DH
yeah.
and play first. Because honestly, I mean, he had 5 RBIs, wasn't it, Saturday night when you were there?
Yeah,
because he had a grand slam.
Yep.
Yeah. And they think they have the catcher, which is why Melendez got moved to the outfield.
Oh, yeah, for me.
But he's not ready yet.
They're bringing him along.
And then Salvi shows
and
you.
He gets to learn under Salvi.
Which actually, then, Melendez in the outfield has been.
He's been solid.
Fine. He's fine.
And then Salvi reminds you that he stole that pickoff play at third base the other day. Was just vintage 2012 coming right out of the minors. Kind of stuff. I mean, that was
his first freaking game. He did that.
Yeah, he can still control a running game. You know, and that was a close play. You know, I think if they'd have ruled him safe, I think they would have said he was safe, but they ruled him out, so it was out. So, I mean, I think there's definitely more to be optimistic for than pessimistic, but we're still a long way. We still have a long way to go. And it just is fitting that the Guardians are actually playing really good baseball.
Okay.
And in your division.
Yeah, but it's nice to see us at least, you know, keep it going for... Hell, we're almost into May.
Yeah.
And they're relevant.
MLB Power Rankings came out today, and they are 8th. And they were actually down 2 spots.
Yeah, I remember seeing last week going, what? Yeah, so...
And I will tell you what's kind of cool is...
We get to play the White Sox more?
That helps. But
those
when,
games are running out.
When I've read, when I've read stuff online, generally speaking, fan bases are happy that the Royals are doing better, because I think particularly small market fan bases like to see other small market fan bases do better. And some of it is sympathy, I'm sure, but you see a lot of good for them. I'm glad that they're not as shitty as they've been.
Well, and what I'd like too is a lot of the articles I've seen from analysts and stuff has been about why this isn't a fluke.
It's not a fluke. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're getting consistent 6 innings of good starting pitching, you've got a chance to win baseball games.
Yeah, I am kind of wishing I still had Twitter right now, because I'd like to know why Marsh came out in the 5th, but seems like it was maybe a little premature, but
his pitch count could have been high.
I don't know, but anyways, no, 67.
No, that's not high.
That's concerning.
I will look it up for you.
Concerning there, but no, it is nice to remain relevant.
With a right forearm.
There you go.
Oh, contusion. No, contusion. He took a shot. Sounds like he probably took a ball off the forearm then.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to have a reason, and it's sad, but it's almost.
Somebody said bro got smoked. So yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Somebody. Which, okay, he'll be
fine. Yeah, if that's all it is. He
may have to be out for a little bit, but he'll come back.
Hopefully, it's only a contusion, no fracture or anything.
Yeah,
that's the hope.
Yeah, so hopefully, yeah. Alec Marsh pulled after being drilled on a 94 mile per hour line drive off his forearm.
Ouch.
He was two outs from qualifying for a win.
Yep. That's painful.
I would rather that than hearing a popping sound in his elbow.
Well, yeah. Well, you started saying forearm, and I was like, forearm tightness usually means UCL.
Yeah.
Hey, he still threw the guy out at first, so.
Hey, okay. All right.
All right,
respect
that's
that.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. So, he maybe sit out for a little while, and he'll be all right.
It's a long season.
Yeah, it hit him, and then he picked it up and threw the guy out at first. So,
yeah.
Well, and with it not even being April yet, you're not going to risk that. Get him out of there and let him start the healing process. And
yeah, it looks like they automatically went out.
Yeah, I would rather let's not play that game.
So, yeah, whatever. Be all right.
Hopefully.
Tom's already worried.
Well, he's a Royals fan.
Not overly so. But
The PTSD is there.
Oh, it sucks, man. It sucks. You know, it's almost an indictment on Dayton Moore, though, that when they completely reset and started going in a different direction. Because they were still kind of doing it his way. And then this past off season was the first one that they really were going to go a completely different route with this. And it's so far, it's working. We'll see if it lasts.
I like seeing Quintaro get a chance to actually manage, you know?
Yeah.
You know, have pieces to use.
And that was my point earlier was that you can't, when your team's got shit players on it, it's like our friend in White Sox, I mean, he's going to get fucking shit canned.
Oh, yeah. What's his face? The former bench coach.
Yeah, he's going to get shit canned, but that team is garbage. He ain't the one going out there going over. They've been shut out 7 times this year. I mean, that's not on a manager, but manager's going to be who pays for it. You know, so it, and I'll admit I had high hopes for our manager coming from Tampa Bay because that has been a successful organization. It's a small market. They run themselves like a small market kind of organization, you know, pick and choose, draft well, we'll see. The drafting they got to get better at though. You know, we talked about it in the draft segment, the Chiefs in our lifetime have not drafted good wide receivers. They've done really well at other positions. Mm-hmm. But in Major League, our starting pitching, the ones we draft, we've not done that in decades. Ventura was the only drafted pitcher that the Royals had in that run that was their homegrown guy that had any hope at all.
Well, in my lifetime, it's been Greinke, Ventura, and
Duffy's probably third, and Duffy, that's not good.
Maybe Singer.
We'll see.
That's the incomplete. But yeah. So far, it looks okay.
He's over 500 career strikeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's it. And that's over the span of...
long time.
20 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then they draft Greinke in...
Oh, Greinke...
05?
Yeah, and Greinke won his 04? Cy Young in 10.
Nine.
On a shitty ball club.
Yeah.
So...
it's a long time for only four pitchers.
Yeah. And look,
yeah.
I like what they did going out and buying a few, but that's not the model of success for a small market team.
Well, it's not sustainable.
No, though. No.
You gotta eventually develop a few.
Yeah, you're gonna have to, because they get expensive real quick when you have to go to the open market. To go get them, or to keep them from going to the open market.
Mm-hmm. You can hit on a trade like we have with...
oh, with Reagan's, yeah.
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 Yeah, that's still... you're...
still... oh, yeah, it's still one of those catching lightning in a bottle type deals, so...
oh, I would not want to be a general manager for baseball. It's not even close.
Not
I would,
a small market team.
I would much rather be a... general manager for the Chiefs, general manager for the Royals, one of you has a lot easier job than the other. I think baseball is harder anyway, but that's just a personal opinion. I just think there's more variables you have to consider with baseball. But I would not want that. But you said to the point with the small market versus not. If you're the Dodgers, you don't have to be very good at it. Certainly helps if you are,
yeah.
Which is why the Dodgers have been as good as they've been, because they do both well.
Hey, just remember the Mets were getting crushed at the beginning of the season, and now
look at them. Yeah. Oh, there were people calling for blood when we had that series up there with them. And they've done really well since the Royals left town.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, what, they're like three games over 500?
Yeah, now? And they were four or five under, I think, yep. After the Royals left town.
Yeah. Did they get that high? I can't remember now.
They're close. I think they're close.
They got to be somewhere around there. Yeah, 13 and 11. Yeah. So two. Okay.
What seems to be the record of like 12 teams in Major League Baseball?
12?
Or all around 13 and 11.
Toronto's 13 and 11.
We're not too far off that.
We're 14 and 10.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott's Pirates have really fallen off the wagon.
He's so used to that, though. That poor guy.
And you didn't even jinx him this year.
I did not. He was telling me one day that I can't win. He's like, you have the Royals, who are the worst team in baseball in March, and the best team in baseball in September. And then the Pirates are the best team in baseball in March and the worst team in September. Although the one that I laughed at today, I work with a Cardinals fan. The Cardinals are just kind of eh.
Yeah.
But I don't trust those cocksuckers.
They always figure it out.
Until they're mathematically eliminated, I fuck them. I am not... I don't care if like they're 14 games out until the little letter indicates mathematically eliminated. I don't count those rat bastards out of nothing. That's just what they do.
Yeah.
No, and that's been the problem in baseball this year, I feel like. There's like three teams that are bad, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, with kind of the Yankees up at the...
mm-hmm. Well, the
Orioles
Cubs
have taken them
14
over
and 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Orioles took them over. That
good.
Braves are 16 and 6.
Yeah, and they weren't all that great when the season started.
The Astros, though.
Oh, I love watching them fall.
Brewers are 15 and 8.
Astros are 7 and 17.
That's one of the teams, because you got the Rockies, who
we expected to be there.
They can't buy a win. Because the other night, they had a walk-off home run taken away.
Taken away by fan interference.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
And that poor guy's at second base. Because he hadn't made it all the way around. And he's like, what? And, you know, this, the Mariners guy's, woo! And the outfield dancing. He's out of the diamond like,
what
the fuck happened?
I just hit a home run.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No. Your own fan base fucked you, Bartman.
Yeah. And then, obviously, the White Sox are the worst team.
Oh, they're... Man, they're bad.
Yeah, that's a bad baseball team. And any players they had did get... They did have got hurt. It's like, they just bad.
Yeah. And then the Astros and the A's. The A's are now on their losing streak.
Yeah, which you're like, okay, when is this... And they finally... They had about a week. About a week ago, they were actually playing pretty good ball, and then... The Astros is kind of fun to watch because, boy, if there's a cocky fucking bunch of fucking people on that one, it's kind of nice watching them fall.
I'm afraid they're going to figure it out, though.
I have the same fear. There's still an awful lot of talent on that roster.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is they are digging themselves quite the hole, though.
Yeah.
Because by the time you get into May and you're 10 games under 500, it starts, as we know as Royals fans,
it's a little harder to make, Yeah.
That hole all of a sudden becomes real big.
And the way Major League Baseball is, you really need to win the division, because good luck competing with some of these teams in the wild card, because there are going to be a lot of them. It looks like at the moment there are going to be a lot of teams. Because you just said the Orioles overtook the Yankees. That means the Yankees are a fucking wild card team. That's who you're competing with. You better win your fucking division.
Well, not only that, the Tampa Bay is last in that division at 13-13.
Yeah, they're 500. Yeah,
they're 500 in last place.
Yeah,
that's the
not
AL
how
East,
that should work.
That's how it's been there, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, to Matt's point too, though, the NL Central is the same way. Cardinals are in last place, but they're 11-14.
They're not awful.
They're just mid.
Well, they're waiting for the Pirates.
Yeah, but when the Pirates come to town, they're a homestand away from getting back into the middle of the pack.
Yeah, so getting into fourth place, and then they'll try to overtake the Reds, and then get back into it. So, and then obviously the West, it's everyone's good except the Rockies.
Yeah,
like always.
Yep,
it's always been that way. So, which I do think the Padres are a good team, though.
They've got a lot of talent. They're very much like the Chargers.
But I know they're 500, but I've seen them play. I think they're pretty good. I think they're going to pull it out.
They are pretty good, but they are very much like their former city mates, the Chargers. They find a way to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
That, in my lifetime...
Might be the town.
Well... In my lifetime, like, you want to talk about, some of it's bad luck and some of it is them charging, but they've been to the World Series twice, right?
The Padres?
Yeah. They went against two of the best modern era baseball teams ever and got ran the fuck off the diamond.
Because what?
You got the 84 Tigers and the 98 Yankees.
Yeah.
You're cursed. I mean, it's already hard to go to the World Series, but you've been twice, and you've been run off the field both times by two of the greatest teams in the history of Major League Baseball. They're both top 10 all-time, probably, in how dominating they were. And then I don't know how many times they've had an incredibly talented team and just pissed it away. They've done that a lot.
2 years ago.
Oh, God, yeah.
The first round of the playoffs, they got knocked out, and that was a talented team.
Yep.
And they won like 90-some-odd games, too,
and then
even.
Gone.
Yeah.
Paid Hosmer all that money.
Yep. Can't believe it. Yeah.
Royals guessed right on that one.
Oh, yeah. You could see it in his freaking swing. Dude had the weirdest swing of all time. There was no way that was sustainable.
No, I remember there was the guy on MLB Network that, I think he said it best. He's like, the Royals have to try, because they're the Royals. But he was like, his swing is too long, and it's too violent to be sustainable, because his bat speed's horrible. And it's great when you're in your prime, but When you lose...
When you're 25-26, that's great. When you hit that 30 mark...
29-30, you know. It's... So, yeah. But that is a really talented baseball team. So, I think they'll be in it till the end. And at this point, as long as it's not the Dodgers or Yankees or Astros, I'll probably be happy. I don't hate the Braves yet. As good, yeah. As good as they've been the last
few years. All it's going to take is one or two more, and he will.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
Just like the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't hate them yet either.
One or two more, you might.
I might. Although it was easy to root for him against the Astros.
Well,
that was not difficult.
No, that was not. That was a given.
Well, yeah. Especially since that was their first time being there, and
since they won the one way back when.
Yeah,
it was, you know, and I like Kyle Schwarber. I have a soft spot for Kyle Schwarber. So,
but it was nice to see Strasburg or not. Oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name? For the Phillies, that finally it paid off of him staying there after he got drafted by them.
Oh.
Why
am I not getting his pitcher? Name? No,
the batter.
God damn it. I know who you're thinking about, but I can't.
Yeah, not Strasburg, but...
He retired. I saw it. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that guy could have been something else if he had just stayed fucking healthy.
Harper. Bryce Harper.
Bro, oh, yeah, when he... Yeah, well,
he went drafted by
the Nationals. He went to the Nationals. He was drafted by the Nationals.
Yeah.
And I've even grown to... Like, I hated him when he first...
Everybody did.
But he's matured, and I kind of respect the way he plays the game, so I don't hate him like I used to. It was funny, though, that the Nationals won the World Series the year after they let him go, though.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed
it's that. It's only fitting, though.
I did enjoy that, but I don't feel the same way about him that I used to.
And, well, no, because he just...
And Schwarber I do like. I like Kyle Schwarber. He's an interesting guy, though.
Yeah.
Most unorthodox leadoff hitter in the but history of
Harper
leadoff
would have
hitters.
Been like watching Mike Trout never win anything. So it's
well,
like,
she ain't.
No.
That guy.
You got a soft spot for Schwarber because he was on that 16 team.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's why.
Well, I ain't mad at you. I've got some memorabilia from that one as well.
Funniest thing about that was that if Kyle Schwarber does not get hurt, he was the guy instead of Soler that one of the guys the Cubs were thinking about sending to the Royals for Wade Davis. His name would come up occasionally in that one. Ian Happ was the other that the Royals were interested in, but it ended up being Soler.
Honestly, now it's like we would have taken either all, you know, mm-hmm. Any of them would have been fine.
Yeah. Except maybe. For Soler was a sandbagging ass bitch. That year we traded him, he freaking didn't do shit, and then he gets traded and goes on a freaking tear.
Yeah, and there was the funny thing with that too was Kevin Seitzer was the hitting coach for Atlanta when he won the World Series with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you may not remember, but when Seitzer left here as the hitting coach, it was a philosophical difference of opinion that Seitzer was teaching them to hit one way and the Royals wanted him to do it another way. And so they let Seitzer go. And then Seitzer goes on to actually become a pretty damn good hitting coach. And Soler got his series MVP and parlayed that into quite the payday for himself.
Especially now that DH has become a...
Yeah.
That's how he really got that, too.
That definitely helped. All those memories we're getting robbed of now, like, what's his face? That Mets pitcher, the...
Syndergaard?
No, the big fat guy that hit the home
Bartolo
run.
Bartolo Colon?
When he hit his home run, I mean, we don't get to see that anymore. Actually, it's better for the game, but...
It really is.
It is, honestly. But...
They've honestly made some changes that have been good for it.
Pitch clock being
pitch
one.
Pitch clock, the bases. I think they've, so far, that now they could just get Angel Hernandez out of the game.
That would be great.
That would be great.
I did like that meme. You know, since Reggie Bush is getting his trophy, can we
give that
pitcher
for the Tigers his perfect game back? That they blew playing Tampa Bay.
That Angel Hernandez. Well, that's why everybody knows his name, because he blew that fucking call.
What about Bob Boone getting it, or not Bob Boone?
Oh, Aaron Boone got ejected.
Aaron Boone.
You know, the problem I have with that is he said, that's not me, and he said, I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you still like it because he's a Yankee, I get it.
But
no, I'm
the
honestly,
arrogance to say you're almost admitting it, you know, you don't know for sure who said it, and you're tossing him anyway by saying I don't care.
He's responsible for, you know, what
his fan base.
He's responsible for what happens on his bench.
His bench didn't say it. It was a.
It was a fan.
It was a fan.
Allegedly.
No, it was a fan.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I honestly, it just.
Allegedly. They got video of it. Allegedly.
This year's officiating, especially with balls and strikes, is really has me hoping that the robot umping for balls and strikes comes soon.
Well,
soon, like that game Saturday night where Lefebvre's getting all sorts of national pub for his call.
Oh yeah,
first pitch of the game is a fastball right down the middle for ball one.
Yeah. Oh, he got a lot of national. That was all over Twitter after he said it.
Yep. Oh yeah, I saw it on Bleacher Report.
I've seen it all over.
Yeah,
right down the middle for ball one.
Get to see that pitch, but because I sat down in my seat for the second pitch, but yeah, people are kind of talking about it. There was a lot of calls that were kind of, I mean, I was off to the side, so you can't really see all of it, still kind of like.
No, but there's definitely been more, chatter. You read more where they're not happy. Fans aren't happy about it. Players aren't happy about it. And I don't like it. I like the human element, but if they're fucking it up egregiously, then it can't continue.
Well, Carrington brought up a good point on 610 about maybe that should be looked into more, because what do you think you can bet on for the first pitch?
Ball or strike? Yeah. Yeah. No, and that gambling element really is more of a consideration than it was a long time ago, because it's everywhere now. It wasn't like you could only do it when you were in Vegas or Atlantic City. It's far more prolific now.
What about the ejection in that Yankees game? What's the odds on that?
You can bet on just about anything.
Not in the state of Missouri.
No, can't get out of our own way on that one.
Go across the line, though. Do it.
Missourians got to go to Kansas to bet, and Kansas got to come to Missouri to get dope.
Can't we all just get along?
Greatest place on earth, right?
Gotta love Kansas City, where you can.
Except one of those is a little more hazardous taking it back home than the other.
Yeah, I'm not getting arrested after making my bets in Kansas.
You make your bet on whether or not Brady Singer throws a ball or a strike the first game. You go back home pretty much
okay
if you get pulled over.
Until you got to cash out your winnings.
Yeah, but you get a little bit more problematic when you bring your product back with you to Overland Park from Lee Summit.
Yeah.
Unless you have the Overland Park. Maybe they're going to Shawnee Mission Park.
There too. They do that frequently.
Same place.
Same place.
Let's be honest.
It's all one big park. It's all Breakfast Club.
Overgrown Park, baby. The great city state of Overgrown Park.
So, I'm just saying.
It's one of those things that I think that's actually going to become something that they have to consider, and not just baseball, but all sports, if you start having too much latitude being taken with how stuff's getting called. You're going to have to look into it. We've already seen it in the NBA. Guy went to prison for it.
Yes.
Yeah, that ref. Yeah.
5 years, didn't he?
Yep. So, and it took a while for them to catch on. And not everyone's going to be as dumb as Jonte Porter to take this back where it started.
That one was a little too easy. I would try a little harder to hide it. But, yeah, that's just what Carrington brought up, and I was like, you know what, that's actually
kind of a bad point.
Interesting take that a ref, the first pitch, can just, ball, fuck it.
It's like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun. Strike?
He has no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Millennial.
I've seen it, but I don't. Let's be
funny, not funny, if you're talking about umpires when he impersonates one.
Placido Polanco.
Yep. The ball goes right down the middle, and they're waiting on him to call it.
Mm.
And he goes, strike? Mm-hmm. And the whole crowd goes crazy, and then he's calling it before it even gets to the glove. And it's funny, but not funny when you, like, people are really doing this. No.
This is really a thing.
You know?
Yes, it's widely believed that that is where Joe West and Angel Hernandez model their careers off.
Yeah. Because anytime, literally the only umpires anyone knows by name. So, it's not good. You know? And what's sad is, like, I remember the one thing I did like, it was the World Series with the Astros and Phillies. Major League Baseball actually released the analytics, and my God, those umps were like 99.6, 98 something percent accurate.
Those are the guys you want.
You know, but you still have got way too many. And I think what you're probably seeing too is they don't take the regular season seriously because there's 162 games, so I don't know how seriously they're, you know, because they do it the same way the NFL does. You don't get to call the World Series unless you're a pretty respected umpire. Yeah. You know, and when they released that analytics, it was impressive of how consistent he was with what, not only with what his calls were, but where they were landing in the box, how accurate he was.
Yeah, because it's one thing if you, okay, your strikes, you're outside the box kind of, but you consistently called them though, well then whatever.
One play I remember, and it's the only time I remember Salvi getting ejected, and I knew he was going to get tossed before it happened, was 15, and they were playing the Rays, and he had been up, and he got rung up on a third strike that was not a third strike. Wade Davis comes in and throws the exact same pitch, and he didn't call it. And I'm like, oh, Salvi's about to get tossed. And he stood up and said something about the location of the pitch, and the guy tossed him because just be consistent. And that's where the part of it, like, I think there's the gamesmanship part of it, that if your umpire's calling a tight strike zone today, the gamesmanship comes in, you better tighten up your strike zone. Or if it's a little wider and you're the batter, you better be swinging. But you can't have a tight strike zone in the first inning when one team's up. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's loose in the third when the other team's up. You can't do that. And I think that's the problem that we're talking about here, is when it's not. And then that ejection thing just kind of goes to the impunity part of it. Like, I don't have a problem if he didn't know. I'd rather you just say I don't know, but when you say I don't care, so you're acknowledging you're not even for sure that you knew it was him or you knew it was the bitch. You're just saying, I don't care, because what's he going to do? You can't do anything if you toss him. You know, that's how much power they have.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's... I you know, my beef with NFL officiating is pretty well documented on this podcast.
You mean this is the guy who, at the start of last season, your goal was to get blocked by NFL officiating on Twitter?
How's that working?
Yeah, I don't have Twitter anymore. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
I never did get blocked. Royals just won, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So they're guaranteed a split. No worse than a split now. But baseball officiating is even more frustrating. They can literally make the game unwatchable.
That's true.
Baseball officials can absolutely make the game unwatchable. So they have so much power of the game.
Yeah, because in football, there's at times it gets bad, but then it kind of gets reeled in a little bit, and
yeah.
I mean, you still have those games where it just
I don't think NFL officials conduct themselves with the impunity that major league umpires do. The arrogance that comes with their position, I've never gotten the feeling watching an NFL game that there's even the worst official was just out there looking for a reason to toss somebody.
Yeah, there's been a few like Carl Cheffers, but not to the level we're talking about.
No, and even with like, you know, you can't challenge, like, you literally can't challenge balls and strikes. You get tossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, versus officials are careful about it, but someone will say, hey, look, man, if you're going to call it, but they're doing it too. You can't do that when it comes to balls and strikes in baseball because they'll toss you for it. Yeah. And whether you like it or not, I think it's good that the coach can chirp.
Well, and yeah, the NFL, these coaches, they can chirp quite a bit.
They'll chirp.
They chirp a lot,
you know. Yeah. The gamesmanship part of it is if you are a fan of any NFL team, your team has been victimized by being the guy that hit back.
Oh, yeah.
You always know they catch the second guy. They never catch the first guy. Yeah. But that's the gamesmanship part of it.
Who was it that...
Kelsey got the 15-yarder in the AFC title game. And he was laughing his ass off.
But it's been that way.
It's always been that way. And they're... And
football's not the only sport.
No. And you've been...
Hockey's the same way.
And you are taught that when you play...
Basketball's the same way, too.
Yeah, you are taught that when you play Pop Warner football, or you play middle school football, or you play high school football. They only catch the second guy. You know, I've got a friend of mine that is a high school official, and he'll openly admit he doesn't catch the first one. He catches the second, he throws it, and the guy comes over and is like, well, he did this. And he's like, I didn't see that part. We always see the second guy. If I see that one, I'll do something about it, but I don't see that. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, and even then, like, you know, one of the things that was brought up in the officials will even help you in the NFL. Hey, back up, you know, or hey, watch that. They don't want to interfere in it. They don't. You know, I saw a lot of people talking about that, like in the playoffs. They were like, you can bitch about these plays if you want. You want them throwing flags every 10 minutes in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Chris Jones has admitted he's tripped to the officials a lot, never got penalized.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, but I think there's a dynamic there between the players and the officials. Major League Baseball, they're King Dick on Mountain High. You can't do anything with them. You know.
Other sports they talk.
Yeah.
It's more.
And especially we're the biggest issue in baseball because you can argue whether you're out at first or second. You can't argue a ball and strike. And if you argue a ball and strike, you're gone. You know, it's too extreme. You know, and it's going to come. It's only a matter of time before.
Well, supposedly this ejection, MLB had to release a thing that they're pretty upset about it. And I knew that was coming because it was pretty blatant.
Well,
that
the Yankees, of course, they're upset about it.
I know, but... Unfortunately, though, once it's your team, well, that's the thing too. Though it is the Yankees,
yep.
Still,
yep.
The biggest fan base is obviously the one that's gonna bark the loudest at the MLB. So now, MLB,
and it wasn't one of these subjective,
no.
things, you know,
right?
No, you shouldn't have done that.
You were objectively,
you know,
a
because
prick.
One of the things that like yeah. I, one of the things I liked, I saw earlier in the year, an umpire admitted he was wrong. The to the pitcher when the inning was over. And the pitcher handled it right because he didn't turn into a pompous dick. But he missed a pitch that should have been a strike. And he called it a ball. And after he said, "My bad, man. That one," he got him out on the next pitch. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it's funny, you know, fans are divided because there were some fans on that story that I was reading that thought that, oh, you can't do that. They can't know that. Well, he's fucking human.
What the fuck? That is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Yeah, done. I'm like, he it actually went the way you would want it to go because the pitcher didn't all of a sudden, yeah, I fucking knew that it was a, you know, he's like, it's all right. It happens. You're good. You know, I've seen Rizzo do that before where Rizzo laid into an umpire once about something and then he come back up the next inning and was like, my bad. So quit acting like you can't have these like you do in the NFL because it doesn't happen a lot in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It happens a lot more in the NFL than it does the other. You know, and sometimes I like it because like on the holdings, they'll just look at him like, dude, don't even start with me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, don't even. You threw him to the ground. Okay?
We're not gonna.
Stop. Just no. No.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, hockey is very much that way too. Because, you know, watching the playoffs, was it yesterday or no, it was Sunday. And there's a couple where guys complaining about a penalty call, and literally the refs sitting there going, no. And then next thing you know, they show the replay, and I was like, yeah, that was pretty fucking obvious, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're out of here. What? Yeah, no.
Oh, the NBA, guys trip all the time.
All the time.
Fouls and
stuff. Yeah.
I mean, hell, Zion about... Well, he about followed a ref around the entire court just to talk about a foul.
You mentioned it. I don't remember if it was at the beginning of this one or during the last podcast. LeBron on that shot.
Yeah.
Immediately after that shot was just running his mouth about the officiating after the game.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no,
you know,
I said it, actually.
Yeah.
They were bitching. Anthony Davis dropping the mic and walking off after that. And I was like.
And there's a balancing act to it. You know, I don't want it to be all about, but it's like anything else. You have to find a balance with it. Yeah. You know, I'm not much of a hockey fan, but I saw something the other day where a guy was officiating his last game and the home team started giving him a standing ovation when the game was over and then the fans all did it and the opposing team all did it and I read some stuff online that one of the things with hockey, those guys are skating up and down the floor with the players just like they are. And so their scene is a little bit more, kind of like basketball.
Basketball, too.
Where they're a little bit more a part of the game because right. There's somebody, every time some dude is breaking free with a puck, there's some guy trying to keep up.
Right.
You know, making sure that everything goes well, and they kind of see him as a little bit more of a part of the, whereas you think about it, what are they doing in baseball? It's just stand there.
Yeah.
You know, and well, it's the nature of the game, but they're not moving with them.
And that actually just happened in basketball. There was some rookie that kind of ran into a basketball ref, and he started going off, and the veterans came up to him and said, stop it.
Yeah,
he's out here with us. You threw it towards him. You ran into him.
When you think of how many times you run up and down the court, you're lucky this only happened one time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's more of like, you know he's there, so stop bitching at him about it. That's your fault. Don't do it again. And it wasn't. It was more of their trying to. But then he was complaining about the refs and they're. Yeah.
Stop it, Rook.
The veteran guys were like, don't. Yeah. Don't
and you see that in the NFL too.
And I
where,
think he actually got benched by the coach even.
Yeah, make a point. Yeah. And you see that with the NFL too because Lamar had there was a play in the San Francisco game last year and it was like, what do you want that guy to do?
Oh, the one, yeah, where he fell over. Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm like...
You know the guy's there.
You know he's there.
He's standing there at the beginning of the play.
Every play.
Every play.
Yeah, he's and that's where he's supposed to be. He wasn't some weird spot that when before the play, you're like, wait a minute, what's he doing lined up over there? And it's like, no, you ran it, and it's like your style of play lends itself to this more than...
Yes.
Some of watch where you're running, you know, and there wasn't a whole lot of support for that where it was like stop. That guy is literally always there to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that throws the flag when somebody hits you too high or too low or too late.
There's some weird holding.
Yeah,
in the middle.
He's there watching it. So yeah.
Yeah. But yes, MLB, it's a big
You're on a mountaintop. Problem. You know, you each have your little mountain where you've got your base or your balls and strikes. And
well, that's the thing. Outside of MLB, how many other umpires and refs can you name that are known to be really bad except Carl Cheffers.
And, yeah, no. And Angel Hernandez are all that's left now that Joe West retired. Yeah.
Oh, and he was terrible.
He was the fucking worst.
The only other one I know is Ed Hockley, but not that he's bad.
No, it's his biceps.
It's more of the memes.
First down. It was more of his memes. He was more famous for his memes than he was. You know?
He's a good ref, I think. You know, but yeah. That's not why I know him.
No, know him because he was on the juice.
Yeah, you're lucky you're not subject to testing like the players are.
Yeah.
And it ain't genetic because his son's not nearly as large.
No.
No. No, not quite. No. So, yeah. So, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that outside of a few NFL guys, which you would think you know all the NFL ones, though, because of viewership.
Yeah.
The white hats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But, no.
And.
But you don't.
Particularly when you're talking about baseball, unfortunately for the umpires, yours is the sport that a more robot can more easily take your job.
Than any
it's
other.
Not feasible with the others.
No.
It's just not feasible. Yours is. So do better.
Especially the balls and strikes.
Balls and strike part.
That's pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
I think they
could switch that today if they wanted to.
I'm pretty sure there's high school programs that could create a.
Oh, yeah.
Accurate,
Have you heard about it in college? They have a review system, I guess.
Yeah, where they can tap their helmet if they want a challenge, and they turn around, look up, and they go, yep, okay, nope, strike, boom.
Takes 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
it. And they're doing it for everything, even on safe and out.
Yep.
At the plate.
And it keeps the game moving. It doesn't require a long delay.
Yeah.
Like to your point, all these other sports, though.
It's not feasible. You can run your mouth all you want with the others. Major League umpires, yours is the one that it's the easiest to do. So
yeah.
Do better.
Because definitely, like, in hockey and basketball.
Oh, you can't do
it. It's impossible.
No.
No.
Hockey
no.
is
Hockey would be next to next.
The only thing in hockey would be... You know, goals.
Sure.
Did it cross the line or not? That's
and they do that
thing. But yeah. But otherwise, no. All the penalties, all that.
Oh
shit! Hell no.
Break up all the fights.
Yeah, you're gonna have a robot out there breaking up the fight. Oh, that would be all hilarious.
That's not feasible.
No,
it's so. Not.
All right.
All right. Tune in next time.
Go get one tomorrow, Royals.
All right, later.
Later.